Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Strawberry Alarm Clock. That's the name of that band. From the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I am the Small Business Advocate. I didn't say that. Not yet, anyway. Well, I just did, didn't I? Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for the book. Rich Gannon is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, all the way back to 2001. He is the purveyor of the outstanding website, Mullings.com, which produces the twice-weekly cyber column that you want to know about, and you ought to know about if you don't already. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the news about Obamacare just keeps getting worse, and I made a prediction earlier this year that 2014 for Obamacare, and therefore for people who are subjected to it, that 2014 was actually going to be a worse year than 2013. And that prediction is starting to become a prophecy, isn't it?
It's going to get worse and worse and worse. There's no, and the Congressional Budget Office report, and you can argue, you know, what it means exactly, but what I don't think you can argue is that the Congressional Budget Office, which is the nonpartisan economic analysis group,
right,
that's paid for by the Congress, as its name would suggest, came out with a report that said that over the next decade, some 2.2 million people would leave their jobs. Mm-hmm. It didn't say that the jobs would go away. It said,
right,
people would leave their jobs because it was more economically beneficial for them to receive government benefits, subsidized health care, disability, Social Security, whatever, all those food,
right,
stamps, whatever, unemployment,
right,
than it is to keep a job. And I argued in my column that I don't know who's right about what those numbers mean, but I am sure that I'm right about the fact that a government program that incents people, that causes it to be better not to work,
right,
is flawed. And that's where we are.
Well, and it's this extension of the war on poverty, which did exactly that over the last 40 years, almost 50 years. But, you know, let me put that 2.3 million jobs, 2.3 million people who will leave the workforce, let me put that in perspective a little bit, Rich, with some numbers I'm sure you know, and that is that the folks, the normal participation, labor participation rate in America is north of 65, 66, 67%. The ideal situation in America typically is going to be in the two-thirds of Americans are working range. Well, currently, that number, the labor participation rate, is closer to 63%. And those numbers have not been seen since the Carter days. But we have them now. And, Rich, what you just reported and what the CBO said is that number is going to go lower based on Obamacare.
Yes, that's right. And if you're the president and you know how tomorrow is the day, Friday is the day, the first Friday of the month, the monthly unemployment figures will go out. And the only number anybody looks at is that top line number,
the U3 household,
the U1, yeah, how, you know, what the unemployment percentage,
mm-hmm,
is. But that's a loose percentage of the people who are actively seeking work. And
right,
so what you're doing is saying, well, if we change the numerator, then the denominator stays the same. That number goes down, and so we're doing well. But you're not. You got people sitting at home, and the rest of us are supporting them. And
here's what blows you away, though, Rich. And this is, I mean, I don't even know how to deal with this. When the response by some people on the left was that, oh, that's 2.3 million people who have more time to stay at home with their children.
Right. That wasn't just somebody on the left. That was the head of the President's Council of Economic Advisors.
That's what it was. Thank you. You're right.
It was just some random. It wasn't some random lefty that just walked off the campus.
Some guy in Des Moines that tweeted it. Right. This is a big dude up there in Washington.
That's right.
He actually said, folks, that these people would have more time to stay at home with their children. You know what, Rich? When my kids were growing up, I would like to have had more time to stay at home with them. But when I'd wake up in the morning, they'd have their hand out and their mouth open. They needed food in their mouth and money in their hands, and I had to go get that somewhere.
That's right. Well, now you don't. If you would have just waited, another 30 years, then you would have had.
Do you see this, Jeff? Do you see this as a passing policy situation that we're just having to deal with right now, or do you see this as an American condition that's happening because of the Obama presidency?
Well, I'm not sure it's because of the Obama presidency. He's certainly exacerbating it, but I do think it's if you look at a trend line. Going back, I guess you could start with Social Security. And I'm not one of those people that says everybody for themselves. I mean, I don't believe that the peasants should be allowed to die in the field.
We're
a medieval society. I don't believe that at all. But what I do believe is that at some point, you have to say, as you did with your kids, by the way, that's enough. There isn't any more money, and that's all we got. And if you spent your money on Tuesday, then you better stock up on breakfast because I'm not giving you any more lunch money for the rest of the week.
One of the best lessons my dad ever gave me, he didn't know he was giving me a lesson, but he did, when I was growing up, when he would say things to me like, we can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no embarrassment in that.
Rich,
last thoughts, and I got to wrap it up real quick. Have we crossed the Rubicon on this?
Yeah, I think we have. I don't think he can ever get this back.
Wow. That's a scary thought for America.
It is a very scary thought.
It's very scary. Quick break, 20, no, 10 tail. Right back with Rich Galen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.